Thor is back, so is Cannibal Corpse, and Jack White's new DIY tunes. This is a new movies and music edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Chris Mezick.
I'm putting together a team. It's me, you, Valkyrie, and the big guy.
No team, only Hulk.
What's the matter with you? You're embarrassing me. I told them we were friends.
Hulk, Thor, Valkyrie. Thor Ragnarok opens in theaters, I guess, tonight, probably a lot of midnight showings, yeah. I'm imagining, you know, but officially November 3rd, so tomorrow. I have seen it. My review will be on Rivet. Also, I hope to get it up there tonight. But I sure had a lot of fun during it. It was a good time.
Yeah, that's good to hear because I've enjoyed the first two Thor movies, but they're pretty dark and slower than most of the other Marvel movies. It's nice to see some color kind of get back into it.
I got to tell you, they're really latching on to this whole, adding the bits of humor to it. There were more. I've never seen, even after Spider-Man, I don't think I've seen a superhero movie that wisecracks so much.
It's cool. And it makes sense with Thor, especially if he's going to be friends with Hulk, because they're both, like, ridiculous characters.
Both ridiculous. But I love the Thor character. I think they've been a couple of the better movies, I think, of the two.
They've been a major plot point in some of the bigger movies, like the Avengers, like things that Thor is up to lead to other things happening. So it's cool to see how he's been integrated into the universe.
Tom Hiddleston really, really latching onto that role as Loki, man.
Been
he's
awesome.
Great.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah, he's really good. Cate Blanchett was really good.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Again, Marvel continuing and grabbing these, like, world-renowned actors. I'm totally waiting for Lin-Manuel Miranda to get cast in something eventually.
I loved how much Mark Ruffalo is in it, not as Hulk. I guess he's not Hulk, really, but, I mean, he's, as Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
So he was in it a lot, and... I'm loving me some Tessa Thompson. She plays Valkyrie in it.
Cool.
And she is a hard-drinking, hard-fighting, wise-cracking. she's good stuff. Also, there's a Jeff Goldblum is running around in there, and Anthony Hopkins is running around. Quite the cast for the new Thor movie, and a lot of fun. I'm going to tell you right now, definitely worth checking out in the theater on the big screen.
And you kind of have to at this point because we already know the direction Marvel is going, so if you miss one along the way, you might actually miss out on plot points for the next Marvel movie.
A few things to think about if you do see it. Think about the second Star Wars movie, Episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? The Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
Think of there's a scene in Thor that really mirrors that scene of the scene of the chase of the speeders in the bounty hunter chase when they're chasing the bounty hunter and the speeders through the city.
Yeah,
it's very interesting. Also, and then if you have ever seen, I haven't seen the newer Battlestar Galactica, but the 70s one, this also has a real weird Battlestar Galactica feel to it.
Huh.
That's what I thought about at the end. I was waiting for Lauren Green and Starbuck and Apollo to pop out at the end there.
I guess that makes sense, though, because although Thor is based on Norse mythology, he's still this, like, cosmic being within the Marvel universe.
A lot of spaceships. A lot more spaceships than I'm used to in a Marvel movie. Okay, a few of the other ones coming out this week. We got A Bad Mom's Christmas. The sequel to Bad Moms.
Oh.
This has, like, every woman that appears in any movie ever. Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, Katherine Hahn, Christine Baranski, Susan Sarandon, Cheryl Hines.
Whoa.
A whole bunch of them are a whole bunch of famous women actors. I mean,
that's cool.
It's quite the ensemble cast. All surrounding Jay Hernandez. He was in Suicide Squad. He's also from... I think Scorpion on TV.
Okay.
So he's doing that. This one is super interesting. I did not even know this was coming out.
I just heard about it today. And
Last
I'm like,
Flag Flying is the name of the movie. Yeah.
So it's a new Richard Linklater movie?
Yeah. Yeah. Starring Bryan Cranston, Lawrence Fishburne, Steve Carell, J. Quentin Johnson. So, I've got to go find out more about that.
Yeah. It's kind of weird that a Linklater movie is flying that much under the radar. I know a lot of times his movies do because he's all about, the independent DIY spirit, all that, blah, blah, blah. But
But his last one was that A Boy's Life or something like that?
Yeah.
That was huge. It was a critical hit, you know?
Because there was the whole story about how it took him 3 decades to create it.
Yeah.
He worked with the same actor throughout the entire process. But this movie, you look at that cast list. Holy crap.
How did we miss that, right? And then this last one, I just picked it. I have no idea of anything about it. I couldn't even pronounce really the actress's name. Sorry. But name of it's Lady Bird. And the only description for it is the adventures of a young woman living in Northern California for a year.
Okay. Sounds like it's probably kind of very relatable for 98% of the country.
Right? Well, on Tuesday afternoon, I got some wine.
Yeah.
And then I went hiking, and
I just hope we're not trashing a movie that's super deep. we haven't seen it. We're already saying it's gonna suck.
I'm not saying it's gonna suck. I'm just saying it just seems odd. I guess you know. See, when you put it like that, now I feel bad. I'm sure a lot of people worked really hard on it and. It's probably a very introspective story. It's just that, look,
we're way more excited about Thor this week, let's be honest.
Lady Bird, I wish you luck. I wish you luck. All right, what do we got new music-wise?
Well, Rob, Halloween is over, but Jim Carrey's favorite death metal band has a new record out.
I did not know Jim Carrey had a favorite death metal band.
Yeah, well, this goes back to the first Ace Ventura film.
Oh,
Cannibal
really?
Corpse has that cameo where he has to meet that guy at some rock club.
Yeah.
And it's the whole scene with the password through the door. You know,
I had no idea that
New
was
England
Cannibal Corpse.
Clam chowder. Is that the red or the blue? No one ever remembers that or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, Cannibal Corpse. Holy cow. Album number 14, this band is coming up on its 30th anniversary very quickly. I think in 2 years they'll be celebrating that officially. Pretty incredible because they're one of the few bands that actually has made death metal, or has turned death metal into paychecks, I guess
you
could say.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Also in the metal world, we have the return of Converge. Their new record is called The Dusk in Us, which, by the way, when I was typing that... I accidentally hit C instead of S, so it turned the title of that album into The Duck in Us, which I would love to hear now.
I know. I wonder if it sounds like Aflac or
it's just
Donald.
All ducks on vocals.
Donald Duck Dunn.
See, we got a whole bunch of other stuff. A couple of big name players here. We got the latest from Kid Rock. It's called Sweet Southern Sugar. Really disappointed that he's not running for Senate.
I know,
this year.
Right? Oh, come on, a publicity stunt. Shame on you, kid. We're all behind you, buddy.
You have Maroon 5, who says that their album title is definitely inspired by The Matrix and not the men's rights activism movement. It's called Red Pill Blues.
Okay. Glad they cleared that up.
Yeah, they had no idea that, like, Red Pill has turned into, like, this derogatory term.
I had no idea either.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Yeah.
Look it up, everybody. We probably don't want to talk about it here.
Sam Smith. Is this only his second album?
I couldn't tell you.
That first one was, like, he had, like, 6 or 7 songs that all became hits.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But this one's called The Thrill of It All.
Okay.
We also have a new one from Blake Shelton called Texoma Shore.
All right.
And Stereophonics, Scream Above the Sounds.
All right. And also, there's probably a lot more stuff coming out.
Of course.
What do you say?
And got to get to the record store. And we're only a few weeks away from Record Store Day, Black Friday. So I'm sure we'll be dissecting that list coming up.
I think I'm still paying off Record Store Day. Hey, a couple quick hits music-wise. Jack White has a new album coming out, or he's working on a new album.
Yeah, what's the deal with this?
He says his new album is good gardening music or roofing music. And I love who he told this to. This was in an interview for Interview Magazine. However, the interview conducted by Gary Oldman.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, pretty cool. Weezer and the Pixies are going to do a summer tour next year. And Beyonce is going to play Nala in Disney's Lion King remake.
Okay, I just saw this on my way in. What do they mean by remake?
I don't know.
Like, is it is it live action? Are they just reanimating it? Like, I don't understand. Because you look at the cast list, and it is amazing, but the character list, it's everybody that you're familiar with from the original.
Yeah, so I'm assuming it's, I don't know. You know what? They did the live Beauty
and the Broadway
Beast
stuff,
so
too.
Maybe... Probably should have looked deeper into this, but I mean, you know what? I probably shouldn't have. I think I'm good.
You've seen The Lion King 25 years ago. We got it.
You know what? I've never seen The Lion King.
Never seen it,
and I have absolutely no interest in seeing it. So
not even with like your nephews or anything. They
no.
Like, hey, Uncle Rob, we're watching Lion King.
We were a Cars family.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, that's right. You know, if they're growing up with Disney Pixar, that's totally like a becoming a generational thing.
Yeah. So. All right, hey, and that is going to be it for us today. So, go check out some films in the theater. Go check out some music in the record store. There's a lot of good stuff coming out, and it's getting chilly out, so you're going to want to spend some indoor time. All right, this has been a new Movies and Music Thursday on the Morning Feed. Thanks a lot for listening, as always, and you can check us out on Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. Also on our Facebook page and the Rivet Facebook page. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Chris Mezick.